Welcome to Nefer Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Samiches in the Oiz Vodar edition, starring the 8th parak of Maseches Pesachim. Zog de Mishto. Ha'isho bizman shir beis bailo, a woman, which is in the house of her husband, shochat aleha viyo, shochat aleha bailo. If her father or her husband shechted her the Korban Pesach, meaning if both shechted her, toicha mishabar she'itz by her husband. So our Mishnah is referring to someone who's being, someone is doing a shechita of Korban Pesach on behalf of somebody else. In this case, talking about a woman, she has a husband, she has a father, and each one of them did a Korban Pesach on her behalf. Who does she eat by? So we say, we assume she wanted to eat by her husband, and therefore the Korban Pesach she belongs to is the Korban Pesach of her husband. She went in the first regular, first Yom Tov, she went to her father's house. As we'll see in the Gemara, it was the normal way for a woman that after marriage, the first regular, she goes to her father. So in that case, shochat aleha avio, shochat aleha bailo, if they both shechted on her, toyuchel b'mokum she roitza, she'll eat in the place she wants. And Reb Chaim quotes the Gemara Bavli that says that she said in the time of shechita and said, kan ani roitza lechol. Because you cannot decide that you're going to join a Korban Pesach after Shechita, after it was slaughtered. Yosoim sheshochtu alov apitropin. You have an orphan that has two guardians, and two guardians shechtem Korban Pesach. Yoichel b'mokom shoritz, he could choose where he wants to eat. And this Reb Chaim brings the Gemara in Bavli that tells us, because we're talking here about a child who's underage, he's under bar mitzvah, and he doesn't have the din to be part of the Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to be the din of Sela Bais. So he can choose where he wants to eat. Eved shel shnei shutofim. You have a slave that belongs to two partners. Lo yoichal mishishneim. He cannot eat in either one of them. Even if one of them had intention for the slave to eat by him, but he belongs 50% to somebody else. So therefore he cannot join the Korban Pesach of one. And similarly, chetzer eved chetzer ben chorin. You have someone who's half a slave and half a free man. Lo yoichal mishirabi can eat by his master, because we assume the master did not have in mind to be mimane to a point the chelik doesn't belong to him. Obviously, in the last two cases, if they made up that he's one pastor told the other master, or one master agreed to take the half 50% that doesn't belong to him and say you're going to join my Korban Pesach, so it does work and he can join the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara, ha'isho bizman shebeis bailo. There are four types of korbanos. Mechutzrei kapara means he still needs to bring a kapara, he needs to bring a korban. There's four mechutzrei kapara that you could do a frasha chutz vidaitom, which what does it mean chutz vidaitom? Without their permission, without their consent. Ve'eluhem, here are the following korbanos. Zav v'zovo, a man or a woman that become tome because of ziva that comes out of them. And a woman who gave birth, or a one who is mitzoyo. Now, how do we know in these four korbanos one could give, one could bring the korban on behalf of somebody else without his consent? She can order mafish al bnei katan who not nosu ba'ariso, because if you have a child who's young, there's a concept of ziva even by a child. So, if you have a baby in the arisa, the baby in the crib. And it becomes tummy. How does the father make him tar? In those days, it can't be, there'll be a person you cannot mitar, that you can't purify. Elamah, the father will bring a korban on behalf of his child. And we learn from the pasuk that says, Zois toiras hazav, mashwa, every single zav can bring a korban. Bein godol bein katon, but a child doesn't have das. You see that one can bring the korban zivo on his friend without his consent. And if you have the concept that you bring your korban on a child, that is the source that you can bring for it on behalf of an adult, also without his consent. This works by zav, bezova, and mitzoyro. And all three of them, it says, zos toiras, to tell you that it is taharo. It's taharo even for a child. If it's taharo for a child, it's taharo for an adult as well. But what about your yoledes, one woman giving birth? V'yesh ktano yoledes, can a child give birth? Didn't we learn? If a woman got pregnant and gave birth before she became an adult, before bringing Shtei Sairus, she and her son will die, meaning she cannot live if she gives birth before the age of 12. If she became pregnant and gave birth After she became an adult, he ubno chayim, they both will live. Ibra chaloy vishtei saris. V'yoldim shivishtei saris. If she got pregnant before she's an adult, and she gave birth once she became an adult, he chayo ubno meis. She will live, but her child will die. So what is the source for your letters? So one woman gives birth, the one can bring on behalf of somebody else, because she can't be a child. So what is the source? She can odo mafish albitoi chereshes. That's the gear of Rav Chaim. Because it says, Zoy shteres ha'yoledes. Doesn't matter if the yoledes is sane or not sane. Doesn't matter if she is a pikachas or a chereshes. But a chereshes doesn't have das. You see, from here, the one can bring on behalf of somebody else without his consent. Says the one of Samachetz and Ubeis, who says that a father brings on behalf of his daughter? If she's giving birth, I mean, she got married, so who said the father could bring a korban on her behalf? So the Gemara, a husband will bring a korban on his wife. And the Gemara, the Bavli, the Nedarim brings up Chaim, says that there's a din that a husband is responsible to bring the korbanos of his wife. Also, he brings the korban of his wife. You see, the one can bring on behalf of his friend, even without his consent. Now, we mentioned only four korbanos that one brings on behalf of his friend. We did not mention, for example, a soito. V'kan soito k'tano einat yoichol. Why don't you say the same logic that a husband will bring a korban on a soito, on a woman who betrays, does not listen to her husband? He will bring her a korban, because it says, zos toris a soito. The reason is, domav zoi rabbi yoiso b'shabi yichron k'tano shen zinis ein l'rotso in l'osor al bailo. By k'tano, there's no such concept of a soito, because she has no rotso. So she doesn't become osor on her husband, so the dini soito don't apply to her. So the more of a chereshes, ein ato yichol d'chti v'om ra'isha amen amen. Also, cannot be a woman who's chereshes, referred to specifically, a woman who was okay, who was sane, and she was mezane. Now, maybe she'll have a din soito that her husband could bring the korban on her behalf if she became chereshes afterwards. Says the more that cannot be, because it says that a woman, a soito, needs to say the words omein ve'omein. And if she's a chereshes, she can't say it. The general rule of the chereshes that the Gemara mentioned talk about a deaf mute who cannot speak. Says the more, Amar avavoin shanyi. Maybe yes, maybe soito husband could bring on her his wife. Even though you don't find the source that he could bring it to someone who doesn't have das. But the reason why he could bring it on behalf of his wife, tichtiv esamachto oto b'isecho. There's a need to be happy with the wife. One has to be wife with his, be happy with his wife at the time of the regal. And if it's a soito, they're not happy together, so maybe this is the mucker, this is the source that he could bring on behalf of his wife even without her consent. Continues the Gemara, the same thing that we said before. If you're me, b'shab yuchanon, odom kivei al chaver korban nozo shlomi daitoi. Meaning one could bring the korban of his friend without the consent of his friend if the korban was already designated for his friend. But to do that afrosha, to designate a korban on behalf of his friend, then you need consent. Similarly, says the Gemara of Zohar, chatos chaylev. Chatos chaylev means the classic chatos. A person ate a fat, had chaylev, has to bring a chatos. One could bring the korban on behalf of his friend without his consent, shalom midaitoi. They can't do that first. They can't designate the korban without his consent. Similarly, we going back to our pesachto, speak about a korban pesach. One could check the korban pesach on behalf of his friend without his consent, but he cannot be mafish, cannot be mimanim on a korban pesach without his consent. We see it from our Mishnah. A woman who is in the house of her husband, so we assume that her das was that her husband will do the Korban Pesach on her behalf. And if she has her father shech the Korban Pesach on her behalf, and her husband shech the Korban Pesach on her behalf, she eats by her husband. Why is that so? Because we assume that her das, her consent is to be with the husband, not with the father. So you see, the one cannot designate a korban without the das of his friend. Says the Gemara, maybe not exactly. Manan kaimin, im b'mamchim, stam eisho mamcha loymar etzel baili. That's the Gersa of Chaim, ani roitzo. Meaning, all you see from our Mishnah is that if a person is protesting and saying, I don't want to eat in your Korban Pesach, you can't force one to be designated a Korban Pesach that he's not interested in. Because a woman is considered to be mamcha, it's considered to be that she's protesting. She's saying, I don't want to eat by my father, I want to eat by my husband. So from here you have a right that someone who's protesting, you can't force him. But even b'sheinu mamchin, but if you want to tell me that even without protesting, one cannot designate his friend on a Korban Pesach, there's no right for our mishnah, because our mishnah is considered to be that she's moicha. It's considered to be that she's protesting. So he wants to have Yimra b'sheinu Rabbi Yochanan mastisu mamchin. So if Yimra says Yimra Rabbi Yochanan, our mishnah is considered to be that she's moicha, that she's protesting, that's what she doesn't eat in the Korban Pesach of her father. Says again, that's what we said in Imer Rabbi Yochanan. Leisa do pligo, using Abchaim's girso. Leisa do pligo al de Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't that a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan himself said? To Rabbi Yochanan, Oma, Odom Sheikhid Chatoso, again, girso of Abchaim, Shechaveo Shlomidaito, Avlenu Mafi Shlomidaito, didn't just throw in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The one cannot designate a korban on behalf of his friend. Masha, even if there's no Micho, even if there's no protest. Answers the Gemara, Daf Samechtesa Mudalev, Shani Pesa, Shani Chatos. Really, Pesach and Chagos are very different from each other. Why? Pesach like sheyagdil royally scapperboy. Chagos like sheyagdil and a royally scapperboy. Meaning we find that Korban Pesach one could bring on behalf of his children. In what way? A child is a katon, is not really mechuyv in Korban Pesach. What happens if you have a child that became an adult between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Do you say that he needs to bring a Pesach Sheni? Even according to the opinion that says that a child who did not bring Korban Pesach does have to bring a Pesach Sheni if he grew in between. But if his father brought on his behalf a Korban Pesach, he's yotzei the Korban Pesach of his father. So you see from here that one can appoint someone on a Korban Pesach without his das, without his consent. Someone told we saw before regarding the four korbanos of a Zav, Zava, Metzoyer, and Yoledes. So the fact that you're able to give it, the fact that you're able to bring it on behalf of a child shows me that you could give it, you could bring on behalf of someone without his consent. So according to Pesach, we found a situation, we found a scenario where one is bringing Korban Pesach on behalf of a child. A child who became an adult between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he's potter for Korban Pesach. That means the father's Korban Pesach worked for the child even without his consent. But by Korban Chatos, we never find such a thing. We never find that a father could bring a Korban Chatos on behalf of his child, because the child underage, there's no Chiyuv Chatos, there's no obligation of Chatos. So we never find that a Korban Chatos is brought on a child that will work for him when he becomes an adult. So Yemele says, the Gemara, you're right. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Korban Chatos you can now bring on behalf of somebody else without his consent, because we never found in the Torah situation where one is bringing a Korban Chatos on behalf of somebody else without him agreeing to join the Korban. Mashenke and Korban Pesach, we do find a Korban brought without the consent of the owner. When a father brings on his children, so Yemele there, one could bring without the consent of his friend, unless he protests and says, I'm not interested. With this we conclude, Yoshalmi Psochim Dav Samaches.